Text 1.
Today we are talking with Joseph Fernando, a young businessman from California. Hi Joseph, how old are you?
I'm 15.
What are you doing these days?
I'm working on a 3D printer which will work 10 times faster than the model I use at home. I play with 3D printing technology when I'm not in school. I also have my own company, which I formed when I was 11 years old.
What's your most popular creation?
My most popular creation so far is a smartphone game that allows people to change recorded voices so that they sound like voices of famous people.
Wouldn't you be happy climbing trees or riding a bike?
There's something in me that makes me want to keep innovating. I feel that my interests will always lie in technology. Maybe I should go outside more, but I just really like this stuff.
How did you learn all this?
When it comes to computer coding, I learned everything myself, although I get help from my parents in business. It's a mistake that my school and other schools don't offer more technology courses. A lot of kids my age want to learn, but there's no place to go because the schools aren't teaching programming.
Text 2.
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm 13 and I'm a student in one of these special schools in New York that teach you how to become a billionaire. In class, we do things like discussing profit-sharing strategies for the school lunch stand. The school has posters on the walls and laptops and iPads on the desks. Starting a business is encouraged here, but I heard it will soon become an obligatory part of the curriculum. When you ask kids at our school what they want to do when they grow up, nearly all of them say they want to run their own companies. We actually think a lot about that, and we talk about what we want to do in the future. In the beginning, it might just be selling lemonade, but thanks to the school, we know we also have to find the answer to the big question of how are you going to finance it in the first place? I have a friend, Brida. She's 11 and is already using the skills she's learned here in the real world. When her mother lost her job as a cat groomer and started her own mobile cat grooming business, Brida got involved. While her mother is experienced when it comes to working with animals, she knew nothing of the internet, advertising, or social media. Brida designed a logo and built her mother website.